Welcome to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Deacon, life balance coach for better adulting, martial artist, instructor, creative artist, wife, mother, and all-around person. Thank you for joining me on the show as we learn together how to make an impact through personal growth, responding to challenges, making choices, and learning more about our identity, belonging, and purpose. On to the show. Hello, and welcome back to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Deacon, and today I have a very awesome special guest, Allison, with me. Allison and I have trained at Karate America for several years together. She's been in my son's class, and now she takes adult class with me and her mom and my son, and we're all in class together. It's super fun. She's also on the legacy team, learning how to be an instructor. She's out on the floor instructing weekly, and it's really awesome to see how she has grown over the years. And I'm just really excited to be talking with her today and having her on the show. So Allison, welcome to Martial Arts and Crafts.
Hi, I'm very excited to I'm very excited to talk.
Yeah, fantastic. So I wanted to invite some younger folks onto the show because you all are dealing with a lot.
Yes.
A lot when it comes to school, when it comes to extracurricular activities, and then especially over the last few years. Yeah. And Allison specifically is somebody I was really excited to talk to because she is a leader in our martial arts community. So I know that she has some tools and some insight and some wisdom to share with peers, anyone who might be listening, even adults who listen to the show. We can totally learn from you too. So she had a brilliant idea that we're actually going to be doing some coloring and things while we're talking on the show. So that's something that'll help us kind of relax and get into the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. So Allison, share with the audience, how old are you? What's your grade in school? Okay. And anything else that you want to share about yourself?
Well, I am 15. I'm in ninth grade. It's my first year in high school. A little nerve-wracking, but hasn't been that bad. So to homework, lots, but yes. It's not too bad.
And you were just trap shooting this morning.
Oh, yeah. So I was.
For those of you listening, Allison, why don't you share a little bit about what trap shooting is? Because I know when you told me that that's what you were doing this morning, I had no idea.
So I'm on my school's trap shooting team. Trap shooting is, it's shooting clay pigeons with a shotgun. So clay pigeons are like circular clay discs. They're not actual pigeons.
Right.
I actually thought they were going to look like pigeons at first, but that's not the case.
So you actually use a shotgun.
Yes.
And you actually shoot things that are flying in the air.
Yeah. So it's actually really fun.
Yeah.
Like, so I use a bigger shotgun or a 12 gauge shotgun, which has a lot of kickback.
Yeah.
So my shoulder has taken some beatings.
Wow.
But other than that, I really enjoy it. Like, the team's really awesome. It's not who you would expect to be on like a trap shooting team necessarily.
Like, you mean like kind of like country people that like shooting the cans off the fence posts kind of people? So it's not those people.
I will say though, there are a lot of cowboy boots. There is a lot of
cowboy boots.
But it's really fun because out of the 28 of us, there are 7 girls on the team.
Oh, nice.
So it's very nice. I get along with them really well.
What made you, what interested you in trap shooting?
I don't really know. So kind of, I wanted to try hunting, like pheasant hunting or like deer hunting or something. And my mom bought me a 20 gauge shotgun, which is like less kickback and
So you were interested in shooting, interested in hunting.
Yeah. And then we realized that my school had a trap shooting team, and my mom was like, you should go for it. And I was like, I don't know what it is, but okay.
Yeah.
So the first time I shot an actual shotgun was my first day on the team.
Oh, wow.
It did not go well. I will say that I struggled for a few months, but I'm not horrible now.
Right. So now you are a black belt martial artist. So
I am.
My story, I'm guessing that some of that discipline and experience going for your black belt and then beyond kind of came into play as you started to try something new. You're in a new school, freshman year of high school, and this new team type of experience.
Oh yeah, I've never been on a school sport like team either. It's always been karate, because I've done karate since I was 7. And the thing I did before that was dance. So yeah. I don't know, it's very fun. And to know people from school too. I love having the name of like, I'm on my school's trap shooting team.
Yeah.
But I'll get an occasional like trap shooting. I didn't know we had a trap shooting, or what is trap shooting?
Right. Kind of exactly question. The question I asked just now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun. So you're enjoying high school, that your freshman year is almost over. We're in the spring.
Yeah.
And so your experience with that now with trap shooting, is that a newer team membership in the spring, or did you do that all year?
So it starts in January.
Okay.
The actual competitions don't start until like April.
Okay.
I will say though, the winter months were a struggle. It was so cold, and we had to stand outside for like 30, 40 minutes. And it was like, it was horrible. But like practices now aren't like that bad, but we're outside for 3 hours. So
Yeah. So you are aware of the weather.
Oh, always.
That it's nice today. Awesome. Yeah. So I think we kind of just went to this question. I had sent you like something about you that might surprise people. And I think if I look at you, I wouldn't automatically think she shoots shotguns for fun. Is there anything else that might surprise you or surprise people about you?
I don't know. I guess maybe martial arts too, but like, I feel like I know so many, like not so many, but I have a friend at school. She also does martial arts, and she's short like I am. And she's just like this like short, like little girl, I guess, that you would have never done like some kind of like combat or like martial arts. So I guess that's kind of surprising, but you know, I'm also on this podcast and it's about martial arts. So
And crafts.
I'm actually not a very crafty person, but
but I'm sure you have some way that you enjoy being creative. Now I hold that every single one of us has creativity, and we all express our creativity differently. Did you give any thought about that aspect of the questions I sent you? What kind of creative expression is your jam?
I don't know. I know making music is definitely like an artistic expression. I don't make music, but well, that's a lie. I play the cello.
Oh, you play the cello.
I do. I love it so much. Like, I can't really sing, so that's kind of my way to be able to make music. But I play in my school's orchestra. It's a lot of fun.
Have you been doing that for a long time?
Yeah, since fourth grade.
Nice.
So, but I listen to music all the time. Like, I'm always playing it on my phone. Like, I listen to music during school. Obviously, I'm not the kind of person either to like be sitting in the car in complete silence. Like, I need music playing. It's just what needs to happen.
So musical expression is your jam. I love it. Yeah, I love it. I have sung in the past, but I
that's cool.
Can't read music, so.
I don't know you sing though. Can you carry a tune?
Yes, I can carry a tune.
Lucky.
Yes. Well, I can't, like I said, I can't read music. I can't look at a piece of music and then just sing it. I have to hear it first.
So yeah,
that's where my, you know, I couldn't go and be a professional singer because you kind of have to
be able to read music. I can only
read,
obviously, bass clef because for cello and.
Right. Well, it's still similar to.
I don't even remember
the difference between bass clef and treble clef.
Gosh, we just learned this in class too. I should know. It's like
the intervals aren't different though, are they? Or is it
like, I mean, no, that if you yes and no.
I know
that obviously treble clef is higher.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only play a few notes. Like I think I haven't seen a lot of pieces that cellos have to go into treble clef, so.
Yeah. So, okay, so you play your cello.
Yes.
You are at karate probably more nights a week than I am. You do trap shooting.
Yeah.
And you have lots of homework.
Yeah, that too.
So how do you like to wind down, relax, stay balanced, make sure that everything's all your balls are up in the air, so to speak, all the plates are spinning?
Oh gosh, that's a fun question because I am not really balanced. That is probably one of my biggest struggles right now, staying balanced, because I have so much going on and mm-hmm. I have a difficult time being able to do so many things. Plus adding the extra, like, feel like hanging out with friends or like hang out with family, right? Like doing other things. And it can be definitely a lot. But it's just getting used to, like, I don't know, being able to do so many things. Maybe I shouldn't.
Well,
not really sure.
I don't like the word should or shouldn't, because things are the way they are and it's either working or it's not. And if it's working and you're enjoying all the things and you're feeling good about where you're going and what you're doing, I think that's okay. I remember when I was in high school, I loved being busy. I loved staying after school till all hours doing on the, you know, working on the play and hanging out with my friends and, you know, doing all those extra things, because that's just what life was. And I know that there's a lot more now than when I was in school. I did theater, and I didn't have other activities besides, I think, the school activities, really. So
it's fun though, like having so many things to do. I'm kind of like you then. I love to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I get stressed out really easily,
mm-hmm.
especially with homework, because I actually have a lot of homework this weekend I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And adding on to that, I'm also doing driver's ed, so.
Yes, it is that season of your life. That's exciting.
I'm very excited to drive.
Yes.
I can drive motorcycles then, too. I'm planning on getting my motorcycle license.
Right, because you also do the... off-roading or
dirt bike riding,
dirt bikes
with my dad.
That's another thing.
Yeah, so I have technically a bunch of hobbies I like to do, not just like one, which is kind of fun. It's like,
mm-hmm.
I know about lots of different things, which is good. It's fun.
Yeah And a lot of, you know, some overlapping knowledge, because of course you've done the dirt biking, so you'll be able to apply that when you go for your motorcycle license and your driver license. So do you ever feel like, I'll say the word again, like you should be focused on like just one or two of those things, or do you just feel like this is just time to do all the things?
I definitely think that I need to take it back a little and like slow myself down, because I'm like seeing all these fun things and hearing about all these fun things, mm-hmm. and I want to do more things. Like mm-hmm. just today, like one of my friends on the trap shooting team, she was like, oh my gosh, I do throwing for track. And she's like, you should join. I think you'd be really good at it.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that sounds so fun. But like, I don't know. Because I have all these other things. I do karate on the weeks, or on the weekdays, and then tap shooting on the weekend, and then other things added on top, and it's just...
Right. So I can see how that might be difficult to set those boundaries and say no.
Definitely. Yeah.
Especially if it's a good friend and somebody you love to hang out with more and doing something that they're interested in that sounds fun would give you, again, new experiences and more opportunities to hang out with your friends.
Yeah, but it's definitely difficult to like pull back to.
Yeah.
Because I love all of the things that I'm doing. I love karate. Mm-hmm. I love trap shooting, really. And I just getting all these new experiences too, it's really been cool.
Yeah. So now the last couple of years. Let's go back a couple of years, and because now you have all these activities, you have all these options again.
Yeah.
2 years ago, you didn't necessarily.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, with COVID and whatnot. Oof.
So what helped you kind of get through that? Like when you couldn't see your friends or when you weren't really very busy, we were doing our martial arts virtually for a little while. Yeah. And
I guess kind of keeping in touch with friends, because you know I was getting sick of my family. But I just
think a lot of people can relate to that.
But just like keeping in touch with my friends, trying to go outside like for walks, like not I can't really remember. Could we go outside for walks?
Yes. I don't know. I always did.
I can't remember if there was like a rule on that or not, but I remember
here. I don't think there, you know, in some places they shut down beaches and things in parks and things like that, but like most of the time, like most of what I remember is once the weather kind of got warmer, that's pretty much where you could find everybody was walking in their neighborhood.
Yeah, that's true. I tried to walk because I have a dog too. So
yeah,
I tried to get out more, go play in the yard without my sister.
Right.
But I don't know. My mom at the time just had knee surgery. So I also was kind of kept busy helping her around the house.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she had this leg machine that, moved her knee for her for like, she had to be on it for like 4 hours a day some days. And so I would like just help around the house a little bit more. And I will say that my least favorite thing was online school.
Yeah,
it was great being able to sleep in an hour extra, but it was not my jam. I like people.
Yes, I feel the same way. And it was interesting trying to balance that social aspect and also make sure the work was adequately performed.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody really thrived with that kind of environment.
Yeah.
There may be some students that really did well with it just because they could just sort of do their own.
Although, no. So I didn't dislike online school, I will say. Like, I missed the people part. Mm-hmm. I wasn't bad at it though, because I don't necessarily need to be in school, I guess, to be able to do stuff. Or what I meant to say before, my sister, it was not good for her. She struggles a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was pretty hard for her. So when we had the option to go back, mm-hmm. I was like, for her right away. I also went back, but Chinese people.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's really important. I think connection is really important.
I agree.
Right.
Meeting new people. I've met so many new people this year too. Like, man, I was really nervous for high school. I was also very excited. It was kind of mixed emotions, but it's much better than middle school, even though I missed half my middle school experience.
Right. Yeah. That, so that was, it was pretty much all of seventh and most of eighth.
Half of seventh and most of eighth. Yeah. Although I will say seventh grade, that year has probably been like one of my favorite school years besides COVID.
Right.
Because I met new friends. I was on the forensics team.
Oh, so yeah.
Lots of fun stuff. But COVID was not.
I totally forgot that forensics was a thing. I was on the forensics team when I was in high school too. Yes.
Ooh, you do like to keep busy.
I guess I did. The forensics was just sort of, it felt like an extension of the theater though. Cause like, I just did
definitely
drama. Like I did drama one year and then I did poetry the other year.
I did poetry too.
Yeah.
I wasn't really that good until my eighth grade year. Then I finally got a bronze medal. That was the only medal I got.
Nice.
But anyway, lots of people. So I remember in my sixth grade, when I was in sixth grade and I did forensics all of middle school. There was a girl in my, who was also on the forensics team, but she could sing and she could act really, really well.
Yeah,
and I know that she got lots of medals, but she does theater now too, so it's kind of fun to see her again.
Yeah. So did a lot of friends from middle school end up going to the same high school as you?
Oh yeah. Yeah, so far I've also met new people that I've never seen before too, like people that went to the other high school and whatnot, but it's pretty fun. I like meeting a lot of new people, but I think I've said that before.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that's great. And what I see from you, you know, in the background of your martial arts, you've been on leadership team, you are now on legacy instructing and doing forensics, performing and speaking with people, that seems to be an area where you just are really driven and learning how to shine. Can you talk about some of the challenges you've faced
like
through those experiences of performance or instructing or leading others or anything like that?
I will say I do have the fear of like being too bossy, kind of being like the not being conscious of like inside out, outside in, which, you know, like
this is one of our instructing tools that we use. Yes,
it's just like maybe I'm speaking too much out loud, or like maybe other people want to chime in, and I'll get scared or like nervous, I guess, because of that, usually when leading, but or for like things at school, not necessarily for instructing, but
right, like things like group work or talking in class or
for presentations at school too. I had to do a semester of oral comms, which oral communications, it was very, I hated it. So horrible. Nice. I hated it so much. And we talked about the stupidest things ever. Like I just was not my favorite, and I did not like my class very much, which made me even more nervous to talk.
The audience definitely makes a difference.
Oh yeah. I will say, I think I would be very good at giving inspirational speeches, especially if I was pumped up about it and I can make other people pumped up about it. But like when I'm just like talking about like just information, like about myself, or like
just presenting,
in general, it's so boring. Like nobody's like listening, and like I want to add some emotion to it, but
okay, so if you could give a motivational speech to inspire others, what would it be about?
I don't know, it really depends. It could be about a lot of things. I'd say it's gonna be very cliche, maybe it's just a little cringy, but don't give up.
Yeah.
To not give up, because honestly, I've had so many experiences where things were difficult and so frustrating that I just didn't want to do it anymore, or like having to deal with people I didn't like,
mm-hmm.
and just very, just like challenges just that just didn't make me like what I was really doing
mm-hmm.
anymore. But like just being able to push through, like with trap shooting, I'm going to do trap shooting as an example. I got lots of zeros mm-hmm. my first month out of one round is 25 rounds, I guess. 25 bullets. And I remember getting lots of zeros and ones in my first months doing it. I got so frustrated.
So
I was
that
like
zero or one out of 25?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was not doing very good.
Mm-hmm.
But like working with the coaches, talking with other people on the team, just getting that positive like reinforcement, getting that like encouragement to keep doing it, that I will get better mm-hmm. and that they will find what I need to do better to improve. And they did finally. And it's just, it was so relieving because I really honestly did not want to continue doing it. I was like stressed out before practices,
especially if it was January and February and you have to be out in the cold
exactly.
for hours.
I was just dreading going. I was just like, I just don't want to do this anymore.
Mm.
But like now that I know what I need to work on mm. and like that I've actually done it and I don't know, experienced it, I feel better about myself. I feel better about doing it. I don't know. Just stick through something. If you sign up for something or you try something new, don't quit halfway because that's not going to get you anywhere. You're not going to get the experience. You're just going to think negatively about whatever you tried and try to see the positive in, which I know can be very hard. It's a struggle sometimes because mm. I am not a very positive thinker most of the times. I try to be. Mm. I remind myself, but you really want to try and look out for the positive and whatnot. Kind of, I touched on different things there.
Right.
But
right. And what I heard was, you know, not to quit just mm-hmm. because it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to look for what it's actually going to get you in the long run. Yeah. I know we've talked in the instructor training about that dark and scary place and pushing through to the other side, because that's that uncomfortable place where like you could be this close, like inches away from that, the relief, the positive experiences, the learning that you came through with on the other side. You could be like inches away from it. But if you turn around and quit just because mm-hmm. you're having a bad day or because you got another zero or one,
mm-hmm.
then you're never going to actually experience that level of greatness that could be waiting.
Yeah. And that's kind of, I feel like that's a very good reminder that I'm very happy I'm talking about this because karate definitely lately has been getting very difficult. It's felt very sluggish and I feel like I'm getting nowhere. And like the past year that I've been doing this, like instructing.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently had a meeting with the lead instructor. We talked about, because I wanted to actually take a break. I wanted to take a break from instructing and just do classes. Cause I was like,
mm-hmm.
maybe I'll get that like motivation and inspiration to go back and be excited and like ready to learn. And he was like, well, if you quit now, you might never ever come back. You might not want to. You might just, I don't know, might just feel, or you might be like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll come back. I'll think about it. Mm-hmm. And then you never do. Because he said he's seen so many people do that before that.
Right. It happens.
And he's like, do whatever you need to do, obviously, for yourself.
Life takes us all in different directions. And sometimes that is the right course. Sometimes, you know, sometimes leaving something behind once it's served its purpose is appropriate.
Yeah.
And then sometimes other times I think maybe what you're getting at, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is you need to look at your own self and like, what is it that I truly want and who do I want to be? And is this the right next step to get there.
You're right. That's definitely what I'm trying to butt into a little bit. It's definitely looking back at what I need to improve on, what maybe I am, how maybe I feel about it. Or
I love what you're sharing about your experiences. Is there anything you were hoping to talk about today that we didn't get to yet?
So I would actually like to talk a little bit about mental health, just a little bit,
please,
because I don't struggle with anything like that, like mm-hmm. not like depression, anxiety, nothing like that, but my sister does.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been learning a lot more about what some of the symptoms of like certain mental health issues mm-hmm. are, and more about it. Cause ever since like my sister got diagnosed, I've started learning more about it, like watching more videos, like researching more about it. And it's really, really intriguing.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to talk about, I don't know how, just in general about it.
Right. And I think that's, you know, a lot of what we've already covered, it can support this, mm-hmm. you know, well-being, mental health. That's a lot of the personal growth work that we do as, you know, karate, you know, in our martial arts, in exploring the creative opportunities we have, in making sure that we stay balanced and say no to what we don't have the bandwidth to experience and say yes to ourselves and say yes to what we really want. I think a lot of that comes into play, you know, and factors into mental health supporting that baseline wellness. And then if you're already struggling, I think there's something to keep in mind. Listening to Allison talk about her sister, mm-hmm. I'm just feeling like, what a lucky sister you have, because not only does she have your parents' support and, mm-hmm. you know, the people around her who are helping her get whatever it is she needs, she has siblings and I'm sure friends, and I'm sure your friends even who are there for her. And I think that can mm-hmm. be difficult to remember sometimes when you have anxiety or when you are struggling with these kinds of challenges.
Definitely. One of my friends also struggles with anxiety mm-hmm. and depression. And
it's not uncommon with people your age right now. Not at all.
Yeah. Which I've kind of seen too, which I've like realized, like people, just talking to people, just mm-hmm. kind of having that like background knowledge of different mental health issues and mm-hmm. whatnot. Like it's just very eye-opening. It really is. But I will just say one thing, that patience is probably the biggest thing that you need to have with some of these things, especially if you don't know a lot about certain mental health issues. You just need to be patient because you don't know exactly how they are affecting
mm-hmm.
someone. So I don't know. It's just, I feel like it's just become kind of important to me. It's
become very important to a lot of us, because you know, I don't know if there's anyone out there who's not dealing with some mental health issue to some extent.
Yeah.
Right. Because, you know, whether you know somebody who's struggling or whether you mm-hmm. yourself are struggling, whether it's anxiety, whether it's depression, whether it's just, I don't know, ennui, you know, just not knowing, like your sense of, you know, just the underlying sense of dread or doom mm-hmm. or, you know, confusion or, just like, you know, relational disagreement and distance, isolation is big. You know, there are tons of things happening out there. And so I appreciate you bringing that up. That's definitely powerful stuff. And I love that, that people your age are aware of this, are thinking of it, are working mm-hmm. on it, and working on building awareness and connecting with each other, being able to talk about it, because that's something that can be so damaging, is keeping it to yourself.
Because talking to my friend about it, hearing about how she thinks about some things and hearing her experiences mm-hmm. and how different some things can be, or how similar some things can mm-hmm. be, like And now, obviously, I don't look at her as someone like very different from me. I don't think of us as like,
right.
you know, like on different levels or anything yeah. like that. I don't think of that with my sister either. I just,
no.
it's very, and I know everybody has their own experiences, my truth, my experience, like mm-hmm. everybody has a different view on things. And it's just very interesting about like listening to my sister too. If she talks about some like drama that's going on in mm-hmm. school, it's just, it's very, I don't know. Like I said before, a couple times, eye opening.
Right. You're just bringing deeper awareness to you as a supportive person and, you know, identifying places where maybe you struggle similarly, even if it's not a diagnosable, you know, illness or situation, yeah. right? Like
you definitely worded that better than I did.
Well, I've been at this a little longer. but yeah, I hear exactly what you're saying. And I love what you say about patience too, because having patience as someone who is supporting somebody who's struggling, but also if you're struggling, having patience for yourself, I think is another level that maybe you thought of, or maybe you didn't think of,
but that is something that's also very important. And that I'm glad you also brought up, because mm-hmm. I need to keep in mind, I need to remind myself to be patient with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just.
And you have been. I mean, you were patient with yourself as you pushed yourself not to quit. You were patient learn the trap shooting. You were, you know, you've done it. And I think you don't always see how far you've come. And as you show up to karate classes and things like that, I tell you what I see from you is just like you have grown in so many ways that you probably are not even aware of. It probably still sometimes feels like you get up there and you're still sort of that scared little leadership student who hasn't, you know, like who
I do know what you mean.
Is really, you know, so you probably feel a lot of those same similar things, but I tell you your performance and the way you carry yourself in front of a class now versus how it used to be is it's obvious that you have grown a lot. And I think having patience with yourself, not giving up, like you said, and celebrating that you have accomplished probably a lot more than you feel like you have.
I think celebration too, that right? is, yeah, that's very important. Yeah. Like the whole thing at Karate 2, like positive reinforcement is very much needed. Stuff like mm-hmm. that, like, especially for younger students too.
Right.
Like what I've learned with like the very like little kids, even if they're like facing the right direction or kicking in the right direction, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be using like the right correct. Leg. Exactly. Like then you congratulate them, because honestly, mm-hmm. that will remind them then
that they can do it.
Exactly. That they can do it and that they're
doing it.
Yeah. That they are doing it. So
yeah, for real. I think that's really cool. And I want to just commend you for being on the show today. And is there anything else that you'd like to say or share to close us off? Because I think we had a really good conversation. I'm really excited that you were here.
I really enjoyed this. This was really fun. Plus, I like listening to myself through headphones. So I need to get a microphone. But no, I don't really think so. I mean, besides the fact that we didn't really color much. Okay. I did just a little bit.
Okay. It just is sometimes, you know, I think it was sort of more about just having that something else to pull focus so that we or you weren't too focused on performing the right way or you know.
Yeah.
Cause it can be a little bit intimidating doing something new for the first time, as you know, as we've discussed.
Yep.
It can be a little bit intimidating. So yeah, but I do love that, you know, that we're doing crafts while we're recording the show. Maybe you're even doing crafts while you listen to the show. That would be awesome. If you're listening and crafting at the same time, leave a comment. And there's ways to get in touch with us here at Martial Arts and Crafts. All of those links are in the show notes. And I think you're on your way to some amazing things, Allison. So that's keep in good. Touch, and maybe in a down the road we'll have you on again.
Oh, I like that
if
idea.
You'd be open to that.
Oh, for
fantastic.
Sure.